This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome to USA Radio Network, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. There's a good reason it's called War Now, because I'm Wayne Allyn Root. The show's named after me. Third hour of the show every day, the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, also named after me. That's a good thing. It's a great day, Tuesday in Trump land, and it's the usual stuff going on. Liberals losing their minds, liberals with Trump derangement syndrome, liberals absolutely crazy, insane, nutty, need a straitjacket, a rubber room, and a hug from mommy. They've just lost their minds. Before I get to that, I do want to mention Hurricane Michael upgraded to a Category 3 storm, about to hit the Florida Panhandle, Republican territory, where all our people live. Great people, great voters. And it's been upgraded to a major Category 3 storm for Tuesday evening with fierce winds and some strengthening still expected ahead of landfall. The storm moving northward at 12 miles per hour, located 295 miles south of Panama City, Florida. Maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour. On the forecast track, the center of Michael will move across the eastern Gulf of Mexico through tonight. The center of Michael is then expected to move inland over the Florida Panhandle or Florida Big Bend area on Wednesday and move northeastward across the southeastern United States Wednesday night and Thursday, off the mid-Atlantic coast away from the United States on Friday. So we'll keep an eye on that Hurricane Michael and say our prayers for all our good friends in the Panhandle region of Florida, good Republican voters. And you know what? If they were liberal voters, here's the difference between me and liberals. If they were liberal voters in California and there was a terrible earthquake, which I've been predicting is going to come because I read the tea leaves, unlike the idiots who believe in global warming, I really study real science. And there's real basis in fact that the earth is moving on the ring of fire, and California is right in the line of fire, and you could expect a massive earthquake in the very near future. I don't know if that's this hour, I don't know if that's today, I don't know if that's this week, or that's, you know, in the next 5 years. But sometime soon, you could almost bet on it that there will be a massive earthquake in California. And yes, lots of liberals will be affected. Who cares? I don't want anybody to be hurt anywhere. Whereas liberals would dance in the street if Republicans were hurt or lost their homes or lost the roofs on their homes or got crippled. They dance in the street. I feel the exact opposite. I love people. And I may hate your politics, but I don't hate you. I want to hear liberals say something like that. Just like I've waited all these years for just one Muslim group to ever condemn terrorism. They never do. They all claim it's different. Muslims aren't the same as radical Islam. Okay, then prove it to me. Let's see a million-man Muslim march in Washington, D.C., where a million Muslims from across the United States show up and condemn terrorism and say we're Americans first and we're Muslims second and we hate Muslim terrorists. Let's see you say that. I've never seen it from anyone, not from a march of one, let alone a march of a million. And I've never seen liberals condemn terrorism. Liberals condemn violence by other liberals. Never seen it. But I know conservatives are too busy working for a living and paying our mortgages and our kids' private schools and our kids' Catholic schools and our kids' colleges to have any time to sit around protesting, let alone committing violence. We're too busy, earning a living. The other big news today, other than Hurricane Michael, is Hurricane Haley. Nikki Haley's exit from UN ambassador sent shockwaves through Washington. Nikki Haley, to the surprise of basically everyone, resigned as UN ambassador, U.S. ambassador to the UN today, although she says she'll serve until the first of the year or so, until December 31st. So Trump has to name a new one for the new year, but she will serve out the rest of this year. But it sent shockwaves through Washington. Just a month before the midterm election, she announced her decision during a hastily announced meeting with President Trump in the Oval Office a week after sending him a written notice of her resignation, saying she wanted to take a break from public service and vowing to back Trump for re-election in 2020. It's been 8 years of intense time, and I'm a big believer in term limits. You have to be selfless enough to know when to step aside and allow someone else to do the job. All right, so we'll see what happens with that one. No one knows why it happened. I speculated early today that maybe, just maybe, Trump is about to name Lindsey Graham to Attorney General, and that would leave an opening for U.S. Senate in South Carolina. Nikki Haley set up perfectly to become the next United States Senator in South Carolina. That was my speculation. Nikki Haley has said that's not going to happen today. Lindsey Graham said that's not going to happen today. But denials mean nothing in Washington. As a matter of fact, usually a denial means a yes. So who knows what's really happening here, what the reason was for Nikki Haley to finally decide to step aside. I know this much. We're headed for a big Republican wave. I call it a red storm. In Maryland, Republican Governor Larry Hogan holds a 20-point lead over the Democratic challenger. Ben Jealous, another radical, socialist, Marxist, Black Lives Matter type of candidate in Maryland, Ben Jealous for the Democrats. Just a radical guy who believes in things that are not American. And Hogan leads 58-38 among likely voters in the Washington Post University of Maryland poll. See, I always tell you when a poll is real and a poll's not, because it's based on likely voters. Likely voters. That's what matters. Not registered voters, not people with a pulse you meet on the street. Likely voters, people that are registered and they voted in the last two elections. Likely voters show a 20-point lead for the Republican in a liberal state like Maryland. I'm telling you, that is a huge, huge sign. And there's so many of them out there. We're winning big in North Dakota. We're winning big all over the country. We're winning big in Missouri, last I checked. 5 to 10 points up over an incumbent Democrat in North Dakota. 10 to 14 points up over an incumbent Democrat. It's going to be a big red wave, red storm. But we're back to the violence now. Okay, Hillary Clinton cheers mob attacks on Republicans. You cannot be civil, she says, with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for. Defeated 2016 Democratic Party candidate Hillary Clinton gave her approval to the mob attacks on Republicans, saying in a CNN interview that aired on Tuesday, today, you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for. Republicans have been shot, beaten, doxxed, run out of restaurants, and harassed at their homes by Democrats since being elected to control all three branches of government by voters in 2016. Clinton was interviewed by CNN's Christine Amanpour in Oxford, England. CNN's New Day aired excerpts in the interview. In this excerpt, Amanpour's question was not shown. But Clinton said, you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again. But until then, the only thing the Republicans seem to recognize and respect is strength. And you heard how the Republican members led by Mitch McConnell and the president really demeaned the confirmation process. So she's saying, whatever you want to do is okay by me. Hurt people. And then Trump destroys her while sitting next to Nikki Haley. He accepted U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley's resignation on Tuesday. He praised her for her work, held a joint press conference with her. During the question and answer session, one reporter asked President Trump about swearing in ceremony last night for Brett Kavanaugh. Former Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton attacked the president for the political nature of the ceremony. Clinton told Christine Amanpour what was done last night in the White House was a political rally. It further undermined the image and integrity of the court. Trump said, I guess that's why she lost. She doesn't get it. She never did. I knew that a long time ago. Hillary never got it. That's why she lost. Anything else? Only Trump can put it that succinctly, although Root gets an assist. Not bad on my side either, but I'll take Trump first. Taylor Swift, another brilliant Hollywood genius, brain surgeon, came out for the Democratic Party the other day. And now she says transgender rights are Tennessee values. Vote Democrat. Keep talking, Taylor. As a matter of fact, Marsha Blackburn, the woman you hate so much, congresswoman running for U.S. Senate there, now has a nine-point lead, if I remember seeing it. It's not in this article, but I saw it earlier today. Almost a double-digit lead over the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate, Phil Bredesen. And so the more Taylor Swift and Hollywood celebrities like that talk, the more their album sales go down, or whatever it is they have nowadays, if it's not called an album, just their video sales go down, their music sales go down, their concert sales go down, their merchandising sales go down, and the more the Republicans take the lead. Just keep talking. Keep talking, baby. Taylor Swift decided to attack her fan base on behalf of the Democrats in the hopes of aiding them in the upcoming midterms in Tennessee. And whoever wrote this crap for her seems to have gone a bit overboard. Taylor Swift can't stay silent about politics any longer. The 28-year-old superstar took to Instagram on Sunday night to weigh in on Tennessee's closely contested U.S. Senate race, endorsing Democratic former Governor Phil Bredesen as she offered a harsh rebuke of U.S. Representative Martha Blackburn, the Republican nominee. In her Instagram post, Swift said she has been reluctant to publicly voice my political opinions, but due to several events in my life and in the world in the past 2 years, I feel very differently about that now. I always have and always will cast my vote based on which candidate will protect and fight for the human rights I believe we all deserve. I believe in the fight for LGBTQ rights. Boy, she had to study the alphabet for that one. And that any form of discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender is wrong. I believe that the systemic racism we still see in this country towards people of color is terrifying, sickening, and prevalent. I don't know about you, but open borders, gay marriage, and all transgender military is what I think of when I think of Tennessee values, this article says. It seems like whoever wrote this for really hates Christianity and Christian values. According to the latest poll, Marsha Blackburn is up 8. There's the number, 8. Over opponent Phil Bredesen. I can't imagine Swift's hate-filled screed attacking Blackburn as a racist bigot having much effect. Oh, I think it will have an effect. I disagree with you. I think more people will vote for Marsha Blackburn. By the way, Phil Bredesen is a big-time Kavanaugh supporter. So Taylor Swift must be pro-rape. Minnesota teacher resigns after posting a call to kill Kavanaugh. This is how they really feel about us. I'm telling you, this is not a remote one out of every 10,000 people. This is the liberals that you see every day on Twitter and Facebook have a hatred towards conservatives, a hatred towards Republicans, a hatred towards Donald Trump, a hatred towards Trump supporters, a hatred towards white straight males, white straight Republican males. Wow. Unnamed teacher posted, so who's going to take one for the team and kill Kavanaugh? Rosemont, Minnesota's independent school district 917. When we come back, I'll tell you what happened there and many more signs of the violence of liberals. Sickening. We'll be right back. For now. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, PrepareWithWayne.com. PrepareWithWayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or PrepareWithWayne.com.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. I have so many great fans out there, and I've gotten so many great services from my fans, and so many great advertisers come for people who listen to my show, and we convert them into advertisers, and they do fantastic. And so I thought I'd throw this out there. I've got a lot of pain. Not joking now. A lot of pain in my arm from lifting weights. I think I strained a tendon. And if there are any great physical therapists, PTs, in the Vegas area or Henderson area or Summerlin area who listen to this show, I'd love a great physical therapist to really work on and manipulate my arm. If you're a big fan of Wayne Root, you can make Wayne Root's arm great again. Just contact me on my email, wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com. Have to be a new first in radio, right? A radio host advertising for a physical therapist. But I need one right now. And so a really good one is out there that knows how to manipulate a sore tendon or a strained tendon. I'm looking for them. All Points Bulletin for a PT in the Vegas area for Wayne Allen Root. Yours truly, wayneroot@gmail.com. All right, I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. I'm a son of a butcher, SOB. Patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can't fight a war like this anywhere else but the USA. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you for the entertainment of the low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. God bless Nevada. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio, USA, USA. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, the only state Fort Knox of this country. There's Fort Knox run by the Fed for the whole country, and then there's the Texas Bullion Depository, and that's it. The only place run by government to store your gold or silver or precious metals is Texas Bullion Depository. So you know you could trust them because the state of Texas trusts U.S. Gold Bureau. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. They're a giant company. I've teamed up with professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Don't you like the way that sounds? Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. And this includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition direct from the mint. All coins are investment quality. You get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. You order today, you also get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. This box will hold 500 coins to store your whole collection. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. They believe in the show so much, they write a big, fat, giant check to sponsor the entire TV show, and then another big, giant check, even bigger, to sponsor the entire TV and radio shows. And then on top of that, they take a loss on every single sale of this Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Kit. Just because they believe they'll win you over in the long term, when you realize what great people they are and what honest people they are, what integrity, what credibility. They are fantastic. U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy has gotten smart. Introducing a bill to fully fund the border wall. Glory, hallelujah. Making midterm referendum on immigration. That's what I've said all along the entire election should be about. How insane the left is, how they treated Kavanaugh, and immigration, build the wall, build the wall, build the wall. It's all about the wall now. We intend on having a full-fledged discussion on how to complete our mission to secure the border, and yes, we will have a fight about this. Paul Ryan said, believe it or not. Breitbart News exclusively reports what's going to happen in the lead-up to an immediate aftermath of the midterm election. First, McCarthy, his office confirmed that Breitbart News will introduce a bill this week that includes the full funding for the border wall, about $23.4 billion more than what has already gone to the wall effort, as well as several other enforcement measures that have already passed the House of Representatives. Congress already directed at $1.6 billion, big deal, to wall funding in the omnibus spending bill for fiscal year 2018 that just passed Congress. And McCarthy's new bill titled the Build the Wall, Enforce the Law Act would take the wall the rest of the way in addition to providing for a variety of enforcement measures. So this is good news, man. Good news. It will not deal, by the way, with the DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. In other words, the bill will be enforcement and security only, dealing with other more contentious immigration policy matters in future legislation after the wall funding is secured and enforcement of immigration is strengthened. Wow, McCarthy's bill comes. He travels Wednesday to the U.S. border with Mexico, where the wall will be built, to meet with Border Patrol agents. Given this new bill comes from the Majority Leader McCarthy, and this bill contains several other measures already passed by the House with high margins of success, its prospects for passage are promising. Now, we know in the Senate, we don't know where it'll go, but we know where it might go after the election. So here's the thing, folks. This is what's going to get our people to the polls. Build the wall, build the wall, build the wall, build the wall, build the wall.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael is a monstrous storm, and the forecast keeps getting more dangerous. The time to prepare is now.
Florida Governor Rick Scott, as Hurricane Michael is intensifying and set to strike the Florida Panhandle as a Category 3 hurricane as early as tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, Panama City Beach gas station employee Danny Hess says if you're looking for gas to get out of town, the time to show up is now.
Since 6 a.m. it's been backed up. We just now run out of regular.
President Trump accepted U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley's resignation today. South Dakota Senator John Thune on Haley.
She was very plain spoken, and I know that I, and I think many other people who are in public life who care a lot about America's foreign policy, as we observe the way that she conducted herself and handled herself in that job, we're very impressed.
Thune was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now. By the way, Newsmax TV is fantastic. It's America's fastest-growing cable news channel. in 60 million homes as of December, meaning about a month from now we'll be in 60 million homes. By next year, 80 million homes. We just added Comcast Xfinity. We're really conservative, much more conservative than Fox News. And you can watch me with Bill O'Reilly three times per week. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV dial. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. And we'll connect you instantly to your cable system so you can tell them, I want my Newsmax TV so I can watch Wayne Root, especially in Vegas. I want you to contact Cox Cable. Cox Cable. Call toll-free, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Tell your local cable carrier, like Cox here in Las Vegas, you want Wayne Root on your cable system. And the only way to get him is for you to pick up Newsmax TV, so please do so, or I'm switching to DirecTV or Dish. That phone number again, 844-500-6397. We've got our guest here, David Rubin. He's a former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, in the West Bank. He's an author, a contributor to Fox News and Newsmax TV. Born in Brooklyn, currently lives in Israel. He's the founder of Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, dedicated to healing the trauma of child victims of terror attacks, established after Rubin himself and his three-year-old son were wounded in a vicious terrorist attack. David Rubin, welcome to the show. Wayne Alaroot, how are you?
Thank you, Wayne. Good to be with you.
So, first of all, when did this attack happen against you and your son?
The attack was about 17 years ago, and my son was 3 years old, and we were ambushed by Islamic terrorists.
And what was the actual injury outcome for you and your precious little 3-year old?
Well, they were on the side of the road shooting with AK-47 assault rifles, and I was shot in the leg. My son was shot in the head, and the bullet that entered his head and actually missed his brainstem by 1 millimeter.
And so he would be about 20 years old now. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And has he got a normal life? Is he actually living a good life now?
Well, thank God he has. He survived the attack, and he is actually okay today. I can't say that there has not been trauma over the years, psychological trauma, but yes, he is okay today.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear that. As soon as I read this, I wanted to ask you about how he was after all these years. So here's the big issue we have you on to talk about. I happen to be of Jewish heritage, by the way. Jewish Republican conservative from New York, born and raised in New York, now living in Las Vegas. And here we are in national radio. And I want to ask you about Palestinians living in the West Bank. Are they, in fact, what liberals would tell you are considered, quote-unquote, refugees? Are Palestinians living in the West Bank refugees?
Well, let's define the word refugees. Okay, first of all, the UN, bastion of freedom and common sense, has long considered there to be about 3 to 4 million Palestinian refugees. But the reality is that during the War of Independence, Israel's War of Independence in 1948, there were 38,000 Arab refugees from the land of Israel. What the world was then calling Palestine. And so the reality is that there were only 38,000 actual refugees at that time. Some of them, fled in time of war. Maybe some were driven out and some just left on their own. Okay, so the number is actually a lot less than 38,000. But the UN, for political reasons, has defined every single relative and descendant of all of those immigrants to be refugees. And it's kind of interesting because there are several hundred thousand Jewish refugees who fled the Arab countries at the same time, and none of them have been given any status by the UN as refugees.
Well, they're considered refugees by the UNRWA, United Nations Relief and Works Agency, and the Trump administration has made a bold move. What else is new? A fantastic bold move to end U.S. funding to the UNRWA, United Nations Relief and Works Agency. Tell me how you feel about that.
Well, that is correct, and I have to tell you that first of all. President Trump, I think we need to speak about President Trump in general as it refers to Israel and Israel and the Jewish people in general. And this week has been a very interesting week for me because my new book just came out, which is called Trump and the Jews. And the topic of that particular book is exactly this. It's how Trump has changed the rules of the game. He comes to the Middle East like he comes to any other topic, which is he comes from a background as being a pragmatic businessman, and every project that Trump would take on in business, he would research it thoroughly. He would examine whether it's a good investment, whether it makes sense. And he's approaching the Middle East in very much the same way. So when it comes to the issue of Palestinian refugees, he's examining the issue first and then saying, okay, what is a refugee? Are they being defined correctly? And on all the other issues, the PLO, ordering the PLO offices to be closed, there too, he's examined the issue. He's been in office for 2 years and he sees, what the PLO is actually doing. They're encouraging the payment of terrorists, for every single terrorist attack. So Trump has really changed the rules of the game and on the refugee issue, it's more of the same.
And the result of that is, I believe, he's by far the most popular American president in the history of Israel, right? The Israelis love Donald Trump. They're naming train stations after him. They're naming highways after him. They're naming a soccer team after him. I've seen all kinds of things named after Donald Trump, and I've heard his sky-high ratings with the Israeli people are the highest by far of any president in America's history in Israel, correct?
Well, yes, and that's what's really fascinating because, it was interesting to me, Wayne, that you mentioned your Jewish background.
My Jewish roots.
Jewish roots, Wayne Allen Root, right?
There you go.
But it's very interesting because American Jews are really, they're really an anomaly to many Israelis. If you look at American Jews and their support for Hillary Clinton and their lack of support for President Trump, it seems to make no sense, especially since Israelis love Trump across the board, across the political spectrum. Even the leftists like President Trump. So what I find is fascinating, and I wrote about this in my book, Trump and the Jews, is that President Trump, if you look on paper and you see how he is when it comes to Israel, he's just been like, just bullet point after bullet point, the embassy, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, doing away with American participation in the Iran nuclear deal.
Correct.
Which of course would have given them the path to the nuclear bomb within a few years. And so it's just been one policy after another that truly show his friendship to the Jewish people.
At the UN, Nikki Haley representing Trump has been so wonderful to the Jews. And of
Nikki
course,
Haley
Trump
was tremendous.
Of late, David Rubin, Trump has pulled funding from many different areas of Palestinians. I believe he just kicked them out of the embassy in Washington, D.C., if I'm not mistaken, about 3 weeks ago. We're so busy with Kavanaugh, you forget about all the other news. But I think right before Kavanaugh, didn't Trump kick the Palestinians out of the embassy in Washington, D.C.?
Well, he ordered the closing of the Palestine Liberation Office. The Palestinian Liberation Organization's office in Washington, where they've been for several decades.
Right.
And it's true. true. It was a little blip on the news, but it happened then. And so the policies are continuing in that direction. And it's remarkable. It's truly remarkable what President Trump has been doing. And a lot of it is off the radar. It didn't get the publicity that the Iran deal and the embassy move did. But I guess that's partially because of all the Kavanaugh hearings that were going on.
Yeah. I mean, I think here's the sum up, David. We're talking to David Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, in the West Bank. He's got a new book out called Trump and the Jews, founder of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. It doesn't pay to be in the middle of the road. The only thing in the middle of the road is roadkill, you know, and Trump has figured that out. There's no need to be nice to both sides. Figure out who the right side is and give 110% support. Go all the way, man. Go all in. If you're going to support something, go all in. You're either for lower taxes or you're not. You're either for Israel or you're not. You're either for the Palestinians or you're not. And Trump's gone all in for Israel. That's what it comes down to. And I love it. I think it's great. The Israeli people think it's great. I know David Rubin thinks it's great. David, good luck with the new book, Trump and the Jews. Thank you for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
God bless the Jews of Israel, man. Great people. Wayne Allyn, War Now. And by the way, in another lifetime, my grandfather's name was Rootsky. That's how it became Wayne Root. He came through Ellis Island as Rootsky, and they shortened it to Wayne Root. And it became Wayne Allyn Root. The Jewish roots of Wayne Allyn Root. We'll see you in a second.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now. 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free. 888-998-7225. 888-998-7225. Or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today. It will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
War Now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by My Doctor Suggests. I love their cherry colonial silver lozenges. And it's not because they're an advertiser, because I've been using them since the first day I started the show. I buy them by the box. I mean, I buy hundreds at a time and on Amazon. And from them, you know, first I started with Amazon. Then I found the company and I started buying it from them at a little bit of a reduced price. But I called them up after I'd been using it for 2 years. Never missed a single hour of this show due to a hoarse voice, even though my voice is always horse. This has saved my life. Talking 3 hours a day, 60 hours a month, 720 hours a year. That's a lot of talking. I've got to protect my voice, and I've never missed an hour of this show because of my voice. So thank you, My Doctor Suggests. You've done great stuff for me. Their colonial silver lozenges are better than all the sucky lozenges, excuse the pun, that you get at the supermarket, at the checkout line. All those lozenges are filled with poison. They're all junky. They're not natural. There's all kinds of poison in them, all kinds of sugar. But I suck on My Doctor Suggests colonial silver lozenges all day long and all show long. The silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. It comes in a liquid gel or a lozenge, and when silver comes in contact with germs, for 2 minutes it can destroy them. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My Doctor Suggests, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 866-660-9868. Automatically get 10% off your first order when you tell them Wayne Root sent you. So my last segment was with David Rubin, kind of a very Jewish Israeli segment, and now I'm going to tell you the exact polar opposite, right? What could be more opposite than a Jewish segment? It would be a segment about Muslim contributions from shady characters. And so the Middle East Forum's Islamist Money and Politics Project has calculated the top 10 recipients of the 2017-18 campaign contributions from prominent Islamists. These are funds from individuals who agree with the goals of Bin Laden, ISIS, and Khomeini. So basically, these are American politicians being funded by terrorists or terrorist supporters, or terrorist light at the very best. Michigan politicians dominate the list. What a surprise. Failed Democratic gubernatorial candidate Abdul Al-Sayed raised an impressive $80,400, the most ever in a single election cycle since the Middle Eastern Forum's Money in Politics project began tracking his donations. This includes $58,760 from senior officials of the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, designated a terrorist organization by the United Arab Emirates. Congressman Keith Ellison, what a giant surprise. Democratic congressman from Minnesota, now running for attorney general, may have beat his girlfriend, is the number two on the list and the top national candidate. Long an Islamist money favorite with a lifetime total of $227,000 in contributions, Ellison has raked in $28,000 from Islamists so far in this cycle as he seeks to become Minnesota's attorney general, though he's currently facing domestic abuse allegations. He's also deputy chairman of the Democratic National Committee. So the DNC, the most powerful Democratic group in America, is co-run by this guy who collects money from Islamic organizations. Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib, number three on our list, won the 13th congressional district primary, leveraging $27,944 in Islamist money from across the U.S. to outspend her opponents by almost 2-1. Can you imagine? She ran for Congress. She outspent her opponents by 2-1 in this district. She spent a lousy $30,000. You know, there are districts all over the United States, including right here in Las Vegas, and my great friend Danny Tarkanian, where you could easily spend like $5 to $10 million running for Congress. She won a primary with a little under $30,000, and her two opponents spent half of that. Wow. What does that prove? It's kind of like that girl Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You know, she spent nothing and went door to door and won a district where every person in the district's a Democrat. You don't need to spend any money. All three of these candidates have close ties to Islamist groups, signaling the Islamist lobby's affections and intentions as they seek to influence U.S. policy. Isn't this Muslim terrorists influence the American election and they're influencing only Democrats? Of course it is. Other politicians listed that got money from them include Debbie Stabenow, a senator from Michigan. What is the deal with Michigan? This is all because of Dearborn? Because there's a town filled with the Islamists. All the Islamic money goes to Democrats in Michigan. Jennifer Wexton running for Congress in Virginia. Ammar Kampa Najjar running for Congress in California. I just love this group. Tahir Javid running for Congress in Texas. Ilhan Omar running for Congress in Minnesota. Pramila Jayapal. Jayapal, I think is how you pronounce it, representative from Washington State. Wow. Dan Kildee, congressman from Michigan. There's another Michigan one. And Tom Malinowski, running for Congress in New Jersey. Wow. It's encouraging that American Muslims are running for office, said Orin Litwin, research fellow for this IMIP program. But Islamist groups are exploiting this for their own purposes and funding their allies to advance an agenda incompatible with the United States Constitution. Islamist money in politics shines a light on Islamist influence in U.S. politics. To date, it's uncovered 6,078 contributions from a tight group of prominent Islamist activists totaling more than $2.8 million. Why isn't that foreigners trying to influence American elections? Not just any foreigners, but foreigners with very bad beliefs that are very un-American. Foreigners that believe in Sharia law, foreigners that support terrorism, or certainly fund groups that support terrorism. Why is that not influencing an American election? Forget the Russians. This is your problem in American politics. And it all goes to the Democrats. We're now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Or visits.